boys, but we're gonna sugars are too hard to leave behind. So this week and next week, Bez Hashem. So the Mishnah on Kuf Chaf Aleph tells us this thing about Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof, right? Something we already saw from the beginning of Ve'isha Shalom. Cases where the husband disappears, good reason to think he's dead, but we're not so much that he's dead. The halacha is that you can't be matter of the wife, even though it looks like he must have disappeared because his ship sank, but we're machmer. So this is something that created a huge number of tshuvos and shilos because especially in the world even today, you know, Nebuch, past week we heard of people disappearing in Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof. But you could have just imagined the people swimming, you know, disappearing. You didn't hear it. Good. But it's in the ancient days, you imagine people go on a boat. You know, you go on a boat. You don't know if you're getting there. There's the pirates. There's the hurricanes. The boats were flimsy. Anyone goes on a trip, there's bandits and wars and people disappearing without a trace. Right? They didn't have pictures. They didn't have cameras. And it's so easy for people just to disappear. Disappear, what happens? They're pashtas. Definitely the pashtas, the sound of the parak is too bad. The woman stays in Aguna forever. So there's a lot to talk about, a lot that the post can find, studs of Kula here. And there's really two big issues to be understood. Right? One issue is Bechlal. Why don't we make a straight out, say, call it Torah Kula? We know there's something called a rove. Okay, it's conceivable that the ship sunk in the middle of the Mediterranean and the husband survived. Conceivable. But there's a rove that not. So call it Tarakula, we like roves. The second question is, okay, even if we're going to be choshen, she didn't die, but Lamaisa, he didn't come home. Why didn't he come home, and why has he not been heard of again? Right? Doesn't that show he's dead? So those are really two big questions. The first question, though, we're going to deal with today. Bez Hashem, next week we'll deal with the second question. But the first question, just why are we worried? A person we know, his ship sank. People saw his ship was sinking. They got the lifeboat. He didn't get the lifeboat. He must be dead. So why are we choshish? And if you understand well why he's choshish, we can start understanding how you can make some materium. Why maybe this isn't always the case. Oh, so why are we machmer? So you could just read the Gemara straight. Say, okay, Eishes Ish is very chamer, and, you know, low plug. Maybe he's alive, it's conceivable. Sometimes people survive, amazing stories you hear about. Eishes Ish is very chamer, low plug. We don't want people to misuse things, to make a mistake, and therefore, for safety, let's just keep these women single their whole life. Not very enjoyable to say such a pshat. But I'll just say, l'chor, that's not pshat. That can't be pshat. The main reason it can't be pshat is because Gemara says, for takana agunos, we do everything, right? We just saw, we spoke a great deal about her eid echad, where we're sowing michal on eid echad. It's definitely bending dinei Torah, the only place where something that the etzim needs to aid him, we're willing to forgo to aid him, believe even a goy masich lefitumo, things that we wouldn't normally do. Right, we saw Be'etzem, the Gemara says, if by Avedos, the din of Simanim is the Raisa, so too by Eishes Ish. We find a dead body, there's a Simon, conceivably someone else could have the Simon, but the Gemara said it could be matter of the woman. Right? We're not so machmer, it's not that we're so scared. Oh, maybe the Eidechah's lying, maybe the guy's lying and the husband's lying. Maybe, okay. But we have Chukim, we explained it, we worked explaining why we were lying Eidechah, and that's how Torah goes, okay? So if we're willing to bend an Issa Dereisa to be Mekel, him, Shum Takanas Agunas for Mekel, so why would we machmer more than necessary? Right? This isn't really Aser. Why is it Aser? That's the first kasha. The other point that I think is just Pasha, that it's not Stam, Dindra Rabbanan, let's be machmer, is what the Gemara tells us from Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, whole nice story, was Rabbi Gamliel saw a boat sink, and he wasn't able to save the people, they left, and he was very miserable because he knew Rabbi Kiva was on that boat. Turns around, sees Rabbi Kiva sitting next to him. He says, "Oh, how'd you get here?" So he said he found a daff, and he held onto that daff, didn't let go of that daff, and he aboard of the ship, and he was saved. Fine, very nice. So Rav Gamliel says, "Oh, wow. See how great are the words of the Chachamim, that they said that Mayim She'en Lehem Sof Ishto Asura. How great are their words that we see. It's, look. They said, I would thought for sure Rabbi Kiva's wife should be mutter. He must be a goner. We see Chachamim are right, he's alive. So what do we see? He doesn't say, I don't know if Chachamim's words are so great. I mean, they are so great. But you don't see this so great. Okay, Rabbi Kiva happens to be alive. But even if he would be dead, it makes no difference because it's just Din Rabbanan. We don't want to be matter anyone. Even though it is unreasonable. He's telling you, no, you see their chshash is a chshash that's right to be choshish for. Right? It's a real, so it's just needs hesper. Right? Well, there has to be an explanation why we're taka being so machmi here. So Rav Chaim V'lashin, in his Tshuvos, Chut HaMashulash, Simon Vav, Osir Beis, Sirius explains that there's really nothing so special going on here with this Chumrah. True, very likely he's dead, and there's definitely a rove that he's dead, but this is a sugya of Ruba V'Chazaka, a sugya we actually saw at the beginning of Isha Basra on Kuf Yud Tes, Ruba V'Chazaka, that in a chinami he's mustama dead, but mitzad sheni there's a chazaka. He started off alive, and his wife started off in Eishes Ish. So there's a real chazaka, and if we want to say he's for sure dead and she could remarry, so we need something. This is a clash. There's a chazaka saying he's alive. So what's the din of Ruba v'chazaka? So this is a very large sugya, much more than we could talk about, but it's interesting that one of the main makoros of the sugya is on Kuf Yud Tes. That Kuf Yud Tes, the beginning of Haisha Basra, not talking about Mayim Shein Lehem Sof, but right at the beginning of Isha Basra, the Gemara talks about what's the din when you have a clash between a rove and a chazaka. And the Gemara's case is a different story. There's a man who has two wives, and the man and one of his wives go on a trip, and they move to America, leave the country, and the wife is left back, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, and she doesn't see them again, but she gets a report that the husband died. Her husband died. The only problem is she doesn't know. Before her husband died, did her tzara have a kid? Maybe she had a kid. Maybe she got pregnant and had a kid. So she doesn't know what to do. If her tzara died without kids, right, when she left the country, she didn't have kids. So if she still didn't have kids, so Mamela, she would have to do Yibum. The husband's brother is there in Eretz Yisrael, she could do Yibum. So let her do Yibum. So therefore, the chazaka, the way things were, as far as we know, the dead husband had no kids, so in Meila, she should do Yibum. That's what chazaka tells us. Mitzad Shein, the Gemara says, there's a rove of rove misabras v'yoldos. There's a rove. Most women, childbearing age, they have kids. She went with her husband. Why wouldn't they have kids? So Mustama, she had a kid, and therefore there's a rove saying that there's a kid, therefore she's pater from Yivam, and the rove is telling me she's Mutaris L'shok. So what's the din? So the Mishnah says, and the Mishnah was accepted Lahalacha, is that we have to be machmer, both ways. She's Aser L'yabem and Aser L'shok. Both is Aser, because there's a clash between rove and chazaka. Chazaka tells us she's Asura L'shuk. Rov tells us she's Muteris L'shuk and Asura L'yabeh. They're conflicting. So the Gemara says, by Rov and Chazakas, the Gemara has Lashonos there, that by Rov and Chazaka, the Gemara says, Be'etzem Rov and Chazaka Ruba Adif. If we stam, what should win Rov and Chazakas? First the Gemara says, Be'etzem Rov is better. Why is Rov better? We can't control Sugya, but basically because Rov is being Mavar something. Chazaka is saying, oh, some of this way until now, but some is still this way. But Rov is telling us, oh, this it's not just an Hanhaga, but it's a beer who's saying, oh, no, things are different. You're right. When he left, she was Chayv in Yibam. He didn't have any kids, but there's a Rov saying, oh, some he did have kids. Things change. So that's the Rov. But then the Gemara goes back, and the Gemara says, yeah, But even though Be'etzem Rov would be better than Chazaka, but Rov also has a weakness. What's the weakness of Rov? Is that there's also a Miyat. Right? Sometimes they don't have kids. So therefore the Gemara says, Smoch Miyat Achazaka V'Havili Palgal Palga. That's what the Gemara says by us. At least most Rishonim take this at face value of the Halacha. Not everyone agrees with this. Really, it's a more complicated sugya, but what's the Ikus is taken is that this Gemara is telling us he's so. That when Rov conflicts with a Chazaka, we end up with a Safik. Right, so not everyone agrees with that, but in Rishon, but that's what our Gemara says, and that seems to be what the Mishnah is saying. Right, many places we see this basic idea. You might remember in Kiddushin. The end of Kiddushin, the Gemara has a whole story there about a Tinoch. You have a little kid who Alpi Rov is Tamei, but we don't know for sure he's Tamei, and he touches Truma. So what's the deal with Truma? So the Gemara says a Suffolk because there's a Chazaka that the Truma was Tara until now. There's a Rov that the kid who touched it is Tamei. Memela, the Gemara says, we're not sorry if the Truma and you don't eat the Truma. It's a Suffolk. It's big cloud. More to the point, we have in Gittin, Gemara actually talks about our case. First Gemara talks about a gosis. The Gemara says if the wife knows about her husband, he was a gosis and she left. He was in the hospital and he looked like he was in the throes of death. And for whatever reason she leaves, never sees her husband again. Is he dead or is he alive? So the Gemara says that Rov goes to Sos Lamisa. But she had a cheskes eshesish. Therefore, her dinner, she's a suffix. The Gemara says, Nosna leha chumre chayim v'chumre mesim. We say, we don't know. Right? So if she's, the Gemara says, legabe truma. If she's an eshes kohen, she can't eat truma anymore. If she's a bas kohen, she can't assume he died and eat truma. She has to be choshesh both ways. That's weird. And then the Gemara says about a boat. The Gemara says, a boat that's lost at sea is a rov lemisa. And so since it's a rov lemisa, therefore, even though there's a chazaka, but no sin aleh chumre chayim v'chumre mesim, we say it's a safek. So very nice. Basically, the sort here is, yes, the miyat is just a miyat, but mitzad shein, there's a chazaka, and therefore we end off with a deraisa level. Rav Chaim Blasman says, pashtus, not everyone agrees with this, but it's even considered a safek when not tayra. This is a real bona fide safek. So that tells us a piece of information that's important. The piece of information is that this isn't a magical din. It's not like a magical din outside of Torah that Chazal just wanted to be really careful about Eish HaSish. They were terrified of a husband's coming back and finding out they're wrong. We're not so scared about that, but Lamaisa, it's a Rov and a Chazaka. So what that tells us is very important, which is that why are we Choshesh? The reason we're Choshesh is because of this klal, smoch miyat lechazaka. The miyat that says she's aser, the miyat is that the husband survived, joins up with the chazaka that until now the husband was alive, and that equals iser. Iser midin safek deraisa. But dafka because it's a miyat. There's a miyat, there's a real bona fide miyat, maybe the husband's alive. But what if there's no real miyat? What if there's something less than a miyat? So then, post can talk about Pashas Rabbi Mutter, right? It was a miyat. You know, Rabbi Meir is choshesh for miyat. They called her cooler. Rabbi Meir is choshesh for miyat. Rabbi Meir says that a katana can't do yivum because maybe she's going to grow up and be an islandess. Is she going to be an islandess? Very unlikely, right? What is it, 1% chance? Very unlikely. But it's a miyat. It's a miyat. And therefore he's machmer. However, the Gemara says, also by us on Kufya Test, that Rabbi Meir agrees by a miyuta de miyuta, something that we label a miyuta de miyuta, something very unlikely, a miyut that, not shchiach. So by miyuta de miyuta, even Rabbi Meir says that's nothing, it's kemisha eino, and you don't have to worry about a miyuta de miyuta. Right? The Shalom talk about miyuta de miyuta is if it's something very not shchiach, less shchiach than an island is, something very not shchiach, or something where there's more than one miyat. You know, the Argamar talks about on Kufya Test, says Rav Meir agrees when there's a chazaka leheter and a rov leheter, you have 2 points leheter, then Rav Meir says it's a miyuta de miyuta and we're matter. So that's a big point here of Heter. That's the basis for a lot of that Teirim that we find in Achronim. So one Heter, that gets a lot of, well, gets really things rolling here, a lot of Heterim going, is in the Pesachei Tshuva in Simen Yud Zayin, Os Kof Lamed Gimel. Very important Os in the Pesachei Tshuva. So it quotes a Tshuva of the Kehilas Yaakov, who's Rav Yaakov Karliner. Rav Yaakov Karliner in the 1800s. What?
Os Kof Lamed Zayin?
Sorry, Kof Lamed Gimel. Kof Lamed Gimel. Yeah. I have to thank Avi Wiener for going through this, through all these tshuvos, that some of them are very tedious going through the whole tshuvos. Thank you very much. Avi, if I say anything wrong, please pipe up. So he says like this. His case, guy, we have a lot of nice stories today. Guy is on a bridge, high bridge, over a river that's mostly frozen. Guy looks over a little bit, bends over a little too far, falls off the bridge, smashes down into the river, hits the ice, goes into the river, and is not seen of again. Mayim she'ein lehem sof, ishto asura. His wife should say asur. So says Rav Yaakov Karliner, no. He says, here there are two roves. What are the two roves? One rove is the guy who, Mayim Shein himself. It's a big, powerful river, and some of the guy couldn't swim out of it. Maybe he could, but he felt this river rove, he couldn't have gotten out of it. And the second one is that rove, he wouldn't have survived the impact of the fall. You know, for sure, but he thinks so. And he says, this is a case of two roves, and he says that Rav Chaim Volozhin and all the Chachmei Vilna agree that if you can find two roves, that'll make a heter. Very similar type of heter Rav Yitzchak Elchanan gives, and I believe it's Ber Yitzchak Simen Yud Ches, and he was asked about a question. There was a boat someplace off the coast in America, and the boat caught fire. And the surviving witnesses reported the whole boat went up in flames and sunk. And on that boat were the husbands of a number of from women. So the shaila is what to do, how can we matter these women? So Yitzchak Elchanan said, you can use this principle of trade roves, right? Mistama, people stuck on a boat that's engulfed in flames, mistama, they would burn up. And if they didn't burn up, mistama, they couldn't swim all the way to shore. So Mamela, he used that as a heter. It's something that's not always clear. You know, you want to split things into two chazakas. You know, I don't want to say the truth is, it's not so clear. Like I saw one tshuva talking about this, two chazakas. He couldn't swim to shore, but also we know there were a lot of sharks there. Right? So it's always hard to know, like if there's probably a lot of problems of saving oneself when their boat goes down. Could we itemize each problem? Yeah.
So I was wondering the ice case. Maybe is it one? Could you also say that even if he survived the fall, but he's too injured to be able to now swim?
Right. So I hear that also. I hear that case. I hear the most because we know he hit the ice. And now, where is he? After he hits the ice, where is he? He's in a raging river. So that I hear like really stark. I could hear Rav Yitzchak Elchanan's case. I hear a little bit less because you could have said he's in a bad situation. Maybe he's gonna be able to get out of it. It's not two ropes. Of course, it's a bad situation. We understand that. It's a burning boat. It's a sinking boat. It's a burning boat. Either way, death is around. You know, it's sort of like. Could he really itemize the sakanos like that? It's interesting. There's different tshuvas. You could look in the Pesachei tshuvas about whirlpools. He wasn't just in the water, but there was a whirlpool there. Or he wasn't just in the water, but there were big rocks there he could have banged into. Different sorts of things. I saw Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva, Minchas Asher Aleph Sim Pei Dal. case a lot of discussion. The guy was lost in a tsunami. So, tsunami, I don't know exactly what they look like, but these huge walls of water. So maybe that's also Trey Ruby. It's not just swimming out of it's going to be very hard. And the people survive tsunamis. But swimming out, but then there's also just being crushed by this huge wave, 100-foot-high wave of water. Okay, so sometimes it could be stretched this way or that way, but this is something that's very much discussed in Poskim. The other side of Heter that you have sometimes is a little more of a favorish in the Gemaras. Well, let me first say, this Heter is also a little bit, not the favorish in the Gemaras. There's a Rashi, one Rashi that's very much sounds like this, and this really got me on board on the basic idea, is Rashi Daf Kuf Chaf. The Mishnah there says that Ein Me'idin Asher Teitzei Nafsho, you can't give edus on a person until you see he's dead. And then the Gemara goes on and says, if you see a guy, he's maguyot, meaning his limbs are cut off. Vitzalov, he's crucified. Vachayo chelespo, and animals are eating him. So you can't be made on him. So says Rashi. Rashi says that what the Gemara Mishnah means is if you see that either he is maguyot, either he has his limbs cut off, or he puts in the word oh. He was crucified. Or he was attacked by a lion and he saw the lion biting him. Then, Ein Me'idin Alav. So Rashi makes a point to say we're not talking about a guy who's been chopped up, crucified, and being eaten by a lion. No. He makes a point. Either this, or this, or this. So, says Rav Yaakov Karolina, the mashmos is, because if you would have all three, it'd be mutter, because it's one rove you go to. But if the husband was taka being eaten by a lion on while he's crucified, you could be mutter the way. So that's it. Right there also, it's a very clear heter, right? Because there are two things that are killing the guy. So the other heter is, what if the mi'is not shchiach? That's a little bit harder to talk about, but something that's just not shchiach, we're not choshish for it, and we assume the husband's dead. So most of the theories, perhaps, is in the Mishnah of Kuf Chaf Aleph. The Mishnah tells us that if someone's lost in Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Sof, he goes down in a lake, and someone's watching and sees this guy went under the water, looks at his watch, the guy's down there for whatever it is, a half hour. He could see all the ends of the water and sees the guy does not come out. He's dead. Pashut, he's dead. How can he not be dead? So the Gemara says, remarkably, Rav Meir was cholik. Rav Meir says, no, we're choshish from a cholo shel dagim. Rabbi Meir, super machmir, says, there's such a thing as b'chol shel dagim, that sometimes lakes, I don't know if this happens by our lakes, but definitely in Eretz Yisrael, in some lakes, you have these underground tunnels type things with packets of air in it. Right? I once met someone who was slurped up into one of these underground packets and survived. And they're like a tunnel in there, a little tunnel in there, that little underground cave that you could go into and survive and come out of. So the Gemara says, the Chacham say back that it's not Shchiach. It says, M'chol shel dagim lo Shchiach. It's not Shchiach. That already was too much. I have to figure exactly what it is. But that's too much. That there's M'chol shel dagim, that's not Shchiach. So that we're making. So that's the beginning. You see that there are things that aren't Shchiach. Another case that we find the Gemara gives a heter is the Gemara Gittin on Chav Ches and Chav Tes talks about a number of cases where we assume a person could be considered vade dead. So the Gemara talks about if a person was sentenced to death by a Gaisha court, and it's a court that is known that they never accept bribes. So the Gemara says you could be made that the husband's dead. Then the husband's going to be considered 100% dead. Why? Because there's no bribes. and it's established court, so they killed him. The Gemara talks about what about a Jewish court that has been nigmar dina lemisa. So there the Gemara talks about even after they pass him to death, until he's actually put to death, the Bez and sister trying to think of Zuchos. So the Gemara has two stadim there. Maybe it's still no lo shchiach. Once they're going with it, it's lo shchiach that they should find a zechus. Maybe we do think that since they're looking for a zechus, they'll find a zechus. But the Gemara talks about that things that aren't shchiach. If it is really not shchiach, so it'll be mutter. Some other cases that seem like that. It's hard to know exactly how not shchiach are things. On Kuchav Aleph, the Gemara talks about someone who falls into a pit of snakes. So the Gemara says, someone falls into a pit of snakes, you could be meyer that he's dead. The Gemara says another, the Mishnah there tells us something interesting. It says, if someone yells out, I, Ploni ben Ploni, was bitten by a snake and I'm dying, you can be matter the wife. Based on the person ate this about himself. Snakes are so dangerous. If we don't think of snakes as so dangerous, it's a little bit funny to me. If he falls into lions, you can't be made because maybe the lions were fed. Right? It could be the lions were fed. But here, the snakes, the Gemara says, you're going to fall on the snakes, you're going to hit the snakes, and they're going to be angry, and they're going to for sure bite him. Right? So I thought it's a little bit, to us, it's a chiddush. I don't know what snakes, maybe snakes were different back then. There are people who have a built-in up resistance to, even to cobra poison. I believe, it's such a thing as surviving a cobra bite. There's such a thing that people who were able to work on themselves to whatever it is, I don't know how they do. they hit the snake. I think maybe he killed the snake when he hit the snake. How do we know the snake won? Maybe the guy won. Right? Doesn't sound. But okay, we don't. Sort of like you don't really know how life is like. Then we'll take the Gemara's word for it. But I assume it's not mamish inconceivable. It's hard to believe it's mamish inconceivable, but it means it's like lo shchiach. So that seems to be nice. Nice, I can hear that. It's not shchiach. Let's not be machmer. There's a problem here. I sort of have to refine things a little bit. The problem is the Pnei Yeshua has a kasha in Gittin, and it's such a shver kasha. He says, come on. I hear it's not shchiach. I hear being sentenced to death by geisha court, they kill. But it's mamish not shchiach. Do people ever escape? Are they ever rescued? Is there ever from above? You always hear about people, in the British jails and the governor commutes the sentence. Like, it never happened that a person who is nigger medino isn't killed. And he says, and compare that to the guy who's lost at sea. To have a ship sink at sea? I would have said that's pretty low shchiach. Right? I can't imagine. I don't know. I'm not the world's best swimmer. But most people, they can't swim more than a mile. Right? Like, how do they? It's very, very hard. How do you? The kasha, it's a very, very stark kasha. So I had a teretz. I saw a similar teretz, not exactly what I said. I'm going to say he's saying the same teretz, but it's not the same teretz. If you're looking to say for you can see, it's not what I said. But close enough in the Chashukei Chemed of Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein. A teretz. I'm going to say it a little differently. I think it's more or less we're on the same lines. The teretz say like this. Is that the cases the Gemara's matter, there's something you see and you know the facts on the ground, right? This guy was sentenced to death by a court. It's an established geisha court, doesn't take bribes, and they're very proud of their legal system. They don't have liberals and people screaming that you can't kill people. What do you mean? He's a human being. That didn't exist. And someone's nigmar din, they kill him. Okay. Maybe he could get out of it, but the facts on the ground are there's a Gezar Din Mavis. Gezar Din Mavis, that's real. We have no idea how he could get out of it. There's a real mis on him. And therefore, we're going to be matter. Right? The snakes bite. There's something there that's a real bona fide, something to be soymich on. I think it was sort of like there's a din of and gittin of shlichut, chazak of shlichus or shlichuso. You send someone mistam, he does it. It's a real thing. This is what's supposed to happen. Everything is saying this is going to happen. You want to create something else, didn't happen, okay. But be'etzem, this is what should happen. The siva of misa is right there. As opposed to when there's a person, you know a person's ship sank. But what do you know, right? Some of you don't know everything, right? The people, you don't have Aedis here. What do you know? You know a ship sinks in sea. What happens then? So we saw Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva, the ship sank. Daft is daminly. He had a daft though. Right, he had a plank, and he was able to hold onto that plank. Right, so what are we saying? What's the rove? The rove is that what's happened to this person must kill him. Not mamish. Rove people on ships that sink die. That's true, but every individual case is different. Right, some boats have, I don't know if they have life jackets or life rafts, but some. Boats have things to escape on. Some rope boats, you know, they didn't have maps of the world. Wherever a person's boat went down, could be there's a nice island right nearby. Could be there's another boat that was right nearby and picked him up. Right, there's things that could be. We don't actually know the situation. We're just saying that when a boat goes down, most people die. But we don't actually know the exact, mamish exact situation. As opposed to when there's a Gemara Din Mavis, we know this person is actually locked up by people who are much stronger than him and armed and coming to kill him. You know, backed by the full Persian government. This is the plan. So that's something we say, it's almost like a chazaka that this is what happened. It's something that's more than stama rov that we could say it's lo shchiach. Because we actually know something to say. This is not shchiach. There's something telling us that the guy is dead. Actually, I thought that could be the pshat with Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel says, look how great are the words of Chachamim. Rabbi Kiva got out. So what inspired him to say that? Okay. Maybe I'll. It's possible for people sometimes do survive. The pshat is, he was looking and saying, I can't figure out. How on earth did you get here? And he says, I found a daf. Rabbi Gamliel says, I never thought about a daf. Yeah, maybe there was a daf there. You know, daf is family. You know, things that, just that when you don't know the case, it's just sort of like something happened, so you don't know all the details, right? And you know, because Shmarach was running the world, and there's lots of details that are planned, and he's okay. You know, so saying like Chachamim was so great that they know you can't always think of everything yourself. When you don't know all the details, you change one detail, and it's like, oh, of course you're here. You know, what's the chiddush? There's not even an ace. You don't have to say a gomel. You know, so that's sort of. Yitzhak Zilberstein was asked a shaila. All of his things were with the shaila. It was a story that happened. It sounds like it was in World War II. And a woman was with her husband, and he was dying of cancer or something, and the doctor said, looking at his organs, he's going to die. There's one explorative medicine you could try, but it's in a different country, and she went to try to get it. And before she got back, the country was taken over in the war. She never saw her husband again. She wants to know, could I assume my husband's dead? So he said, yeah, you can assume he's dead, because even though, okay, it's possible for him to live, but at the moment we had a doctor, and in modern medicine, they mamish see what's going on in him, that he has a machla that's killing him, so you could be somech, right? The mashal, let's say, to the lion case, chazal or machmer, why? There's a rove that lions eat people, that's true, but if they're a very well-fed lion, they won't eat people. You don't know that they weren't well-fed. Maybe they were well-fed. You just don't know the situation. So that's the idea. The Tosus that says this, Mamash say, but Tosus brings this out very clear on Kuf Chaf. Tosus says a tremendous chiddush. There's a din, the Gemara in Gittin says, anyone who's a gosei, so it's a rov lemisa, but since it's a cheskas chayim, it's a safek. Yet on Kuf Chaf, the Gemara seems to say, we don't have time to go through it, but you can look in Kuf Chaf, the Gemara seems to say that a gosei is for sure to die. So the Tosu says that the gosei on Kuf Chaf was a gosei bidei Adam. A person who we stamp see a gosei bidei Shemaim, a person who's just sick, and you know, sick in the days of Chazal, they didn't know what was going on internally. They see a guy on a bed, and he seems to be fading away. So, rov lemisa. But here, a gosis bidei adam, Tosu says, is different. It's based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samaches, Einches. The Gemara says, if someone kills a gosis bidei shamayim, he's chayiv misa. Even though he's terribly sick. But the Gemara is sad to say that a gosis bidei adam, somebody who looks like he's dying, but he's dying because he had some limbs chopped off, losing blood, and we see why he's dying. It's clear to us, it was done. So then the Gemara said, sad that if you kill him, you're potter. So understands Tosus that it could be by a ghost of Bidei Adam, we're willing to say that he's dead. What's the lamdas? The lamdas l'chayr is a ghost of Bidei Shamayim. You have no idea what's going on to this guy. He looks like he's about to die, but of course it could be. Really nothing's going on. It's just too much stress in his life. Allergic reaction to something, and in 10 minutes he's going to be fine. That could be. But if it's a ghost, he's dead, other that we actually see it's something was hit with a knife, and we see what's going on, the guy, if he looks like he's going to die, we can really assume he's going to die. So that's different machshavos in different shuvas. Some shuvas use this for like different things, that when a person, it's not only you saw him drowning, but you saw him actually drowning. It wasn't that he was just stuck in Mayim Shein Lamsof. You actually saw this guy gargling, having water fill up his lungs. Right? So different cases like that. So those are cases for kulos. So Bekitzer, the big points of kulos is if you could somehow construct two rows, two points of kulos. Or if there's a way to say it's a miyad that's not shchiach, because we have a powerful reason to say, really grounded, powerful reason to say, that this person's going to die. That seems to be the site. The site is, I'll just say, and ends with this, is just that Chazal are happy giving heterim. You're like, Eidach, it's a heter. But why is it it's a heter? Because al pi Torah, we're allowed sometimes to trust Eidach, like we spoke about. Or Simmanim. If there's a Xeris Akasuv, you can rely on Simmanim by a Veid, it's fine. We'll do it by Eishesish too. Even Eishesish will give our heter. We're not scared of Isser Misa in that way. But we have something to rely on. If you have something good, you have Trey Rubus, if you have a real Raya, Makum Chazaka, this thing, this snake is going to kill him. We're okay having Keterim. The problem is when you don't have that. When you don't have that, even if it's something that, to us it seems unlikely, but Lamaisa, it's a rove, it's a mir, we really don't know, and Kenegda, you have a Chazaka, so then you're going to be Machmer. Bez Hashem, part two will be next week, because we have to talk about what when he doesn't come back after 2 years. That's a whole other story. Okay, all right. Okay, we'll do Hacholetz. We're going to... I'm hoping to finish Hacholetz this, man. So, okay.
You got this.
And also, we should know Ephraim and Ruby started Hacholetz, so they're not free from having people bother them with questions.
Okay. For tomorrow, right?
What? Maybe
tomorrow.
We're on for tomorrow's cash house, everyone.
If someone's like,
oh, beautiful.
If the doctor's